So then you went to elementary school here in Chickasha.
I walked right across from here to Lincoln School, and elementary and high school.
Were you particularly strong in any area?
Yes, I was strong in most of what I did at school, from grade school to high school. I remember when I was in the fourth, fifth, sixth grade, I was good at speaking, learning, retaining. We had what they called chapel, and then they called it the assembly at school. The grade school would be on Tuesday, and then high school on Thursday. Sometimes on Thursday, they would invite grade school. So this particular day, the grade school was invited, and Mr. Parrish said that he had listened in on the grade school, and there was a student that said a poem that I want you all to hear. And he just called me out and asked me to come on stage and say that before the whole school. It was a poem called Others. Then he asked me about another one, Opportunity. So when the school had a program, I then was that person to announce what the school was going to perform and how they would perform. That's my skit there.
How old were you when you did this?
It was in 1951.
15 years old.
So I must have been in about the ninth grade.
Why don't you just read the first paragraph of
that? This is a radio skit. Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, this is Lincoln School. Lincoln School was founded and set in motion by the late J. Oscar Spencer in September 1900 in a little Baptist church on the southwest corner of First Street and Dakota Avenue. Of the small number of pupils present on that occasion, there are but a few living here in Chickasha today. Among those are Miss Ethel Smith, who for many years served, W. H. Gillies, Miss Edna Pearl, and Miss Addie Brown. That was my strong point, reading, retaining. In high school, I have other certificates. This is one that I received. It must have been in the sixth grade. It was in spelling for the year. This is one that I received in reading when I was in grade school. This is what I received in 1952. I must have been in the 11th grade, and that was in typing. This is in grade six, penmanship. And this is a perfect attendance slip that I received in 1947. And I want you to notice on there that I do have my report card at the bottom there.
I can tell you that she was almost straight A, English A minus, music appreciation B plus, typing A minus, American history A, and French B. So mother must have been proud of you on that.
Yes, this is general science I received, and this is another one in reading. So I did all of those things. I was in the band. I sang. I was drum majorette in the band.
Did your mother talk a lot about the importance of education?
She drilled that in us from home first, that you must get an education. Then at church, they told us that you must have an education. That was reinforced from home, church, and then school. So you were taught that you must do that. This is the senior course at the school, and I sang in that choir. But all of that, my being involved in school was reinforced from home. My daddy always stated to us, remember who you are. And there was no disgrace. Nothing that you did when you left home was supposed to impact or reflect your mother and father and who you are. You belong to somebody. And Daddy said, you got to respect that.
What year did you graduate from Lincoln High School?
1954.